Jack, thanks for coming to speak to our Women Queensland seminar. You'll be speaking to us on September 14 about personal branding.
That's right.
Is this something that journalists need to be worried about?
Absolutely. It's. I think really it's becoming a very important economy for a lot of different sectors, particularly where, you know, our professional performances are being judged by the kind of connections we have, by the volume and quality of those connections. So building a personal brand and connecting to people through social media, through the day-to-day delivery of what we do is becoming more and more a part of how we actually are seen to be successful and good at what we do.
And what are the benefits, Jack, of personal branding? I mean, is this for people who are looking for a job change, they're trying to make themselves appear attractive to a prospective employer, or do you think all journalists should be doing this in their day-to-day career to, you know, increase their chances of promotion?
Truthfully, I believe everybody should be doing this because it's about tapping into the authenticity of why you do what you do and allowing your passions for that craft to be visible and to enable you to give more to others. But the process of actually engaging and unlocking your personal brand connects you to a powerful capacity for innovation, to actually change the way you might do something to gain a competitive advantage. So it doesn't matter whether it's for community or for career or simply for personal connection and balance, understanding your personal brand and how you can step into a life of passion allows you to feel differently about yourself every day, but also do things that create an impact that actually have a tangible effect on the world and others around you, which makes ultimately builds an environment where there's a win-win. Everyone ultimately gets something from that.
And how much of personal branding, Jack, is about your social media profile or your social media presence? Is it who you are creating, the version of yourself you're creating online, or is it how you conduct yourself day to day as well?
Definitely both. I mean, there's no exclusion of either of those things. It comes down to a universal and fundamental philosophy, which I talk about and will be talking about at the event, which is the idea that structure follows strategy. It's not the other way around. Social media, anything we do, whether it's face-to-face presenting, whether it's engagement in meetings, whether it's social media, LinkedIn profile management, Facebook, Twitter behavior, these things are structures. These things are set up as structural environments or places where we express ourselves and who we are, what we believe, what we're passionate about, and what we know. And if we understood and approached those behaviors from a strategic mindset rather than a reactive one, it quite often helps us shape a greater value and an impact. For instance, what am I talking about in LinkedIn might be very different to what I talk about and express as an interest and a passion on Facebook. But how do I link those together to create an overall understanding of who I am, what value I'm delivering, that gives others something.
So you'll obviously be going into this in more detail in our seminar in September, but I mean, just quickly, Jack, I mean, what are some of the worst mistakes that people make to damage their brand, and how quickly can you do that?
Well, definitely we'll be giving examples of this, but you know, there's this idea of particularly in the sporting world or in the high-end personality world of the issue of conduct risk. As personal brands who have a outwardly open profile of connections, what you're actually doing is building a trust relationship with that market. You're building a trust brand and communicating that you, what you've chosen to represent and stand for is a true testament to who you are. If you then engage outside those parameters, it can make a significant negative effect occur, which will affect your personal brand, but it can also affect your business. It can affect how people perceive your value. So very important to know, you know, am I on brand if I do this? Or, more importantly, if I'm choosing a particular action or approach or, you know, expression of self through these mediums, what impact is that going to have to my brand strategy? Is it aligned? For people to know how to manage that, they first have to go back to a starting point, and that is, who do I actually want to be and who am I being to ensure they know they're on brand or off brand?
Mm. And so do you think the people who come along in September, Jack, do you think they'll listen to what you have to say and then think they're going to have to do a pretty significant rethink in what they do online, how they conduct themselves? I mean, how major are some of the shifts that you have in your clients after speaking about these sorts of issues?
The interesting thing about this is that there are seismic shifts, but they come from a place of enlightenment and awareness. I didn't realize that there was a science and a process behind this. And now that I understand and I've made the invisible visible and the intangible tangible, I have now something new to work with. I've got new tools. So, you know, from very simple behavioral changes through to complete re-engineering of behavioral process or, even expression of intent, you know, for everybody, this journey is incredibly individual, but in every case, once you unlock this awareness of what your personal brand is, I often use the term, it's a contract that has no fine print. And once you reveal it and see it, you're either on brand or off brand. And it's something that creates a mindfulness every day through every action, through in and to every interaction.
That sounds great, Jack. Look, that sounds perfect. We're really looking forward to having you in Brisbane on September 14. And we will speak to you then.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.